How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Yeah, the rights remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any question. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
When the wolf is at your door, you're running so that's for sure.
This episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast, may contain descriptions of acts of violence or that of a sexual nature and should be for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. I do not get the facts of these cases off of the internet or from some television show. The facts I'm retelling you were presented to me by the victims of the crimes or the perpetrators who committed the crimes against the victims. My descriptions of the crime scenes, what I saw with my own two eyes. If you're going to get offended, please turn this podcast off now. Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. And today, I'm not going to be concluding fish because of what happened last Saturday, a week ago today, in Butler, Pennsylvania. As everybody knows, the assassination attempt on former President Donald J. Trump. And y'all, as soon as it happened, I'll tell you what, it was my son's birthday, July 13th, and we were sitting in the living room, actually watching a ball game. And my other son was laying on the couch, and he said, they shot Trump. And he was looking on his phone. I thought he was joking, right? And I'm like, what do you mean? He said, they shot Trump at a rally. And so I immediately swapped it over to Fox News, and they were showing, they showed Trump on, all the images everybody's already seen, but we're going to talk about this. The reason I'm going to talk about this is, well, let me back up. They showed Trump giving the speech and show him being shot in the Secret Service and everything that happened thereafter, right? So, first of all, immediately I was asked to do a show, do a special drop on the assassination attempt, et cetera. And I said, no, I'm not doing it because, which most of you don't know, is I've actually worked these rallies before. I've bodyguarded people, everybody from Loretta Scott King, Martin Luther King's wife, which was my first major one, and Governor Bobby Jindal on his inauguration day. I have worked numerous political rallies, including Donald Trump's rallies in the state of Louisiana back when he ran for president before. Now, when I say I worked them, I worked in conjunction with the Secret Service and law enforcement, et cetera, at these rallies. And so I'm going to tell you all about it. The from my personal perspective, and also remember, I'm a former SWAT team member. Okay. I know these situations, and I was not going to make any comments or say anything about it until I had more information. Now, naturally, we covered it on the Real Life Real Crime Daily Show. We covered it on the WOW, the Woody Overton Window, but not to the extent that I wanted to cover it, okay? And I told them immediately, I said, there's going to be so much more that comes out about this. And I'm not just talking about the shooter. I'm talking about when I watched that video, I was watching it from a SWAT team member and from the perspective of a guy who's worked these rallies. And I knew it was a fuck up. I mean, it was just fucked. And I'm not throwing shade on anyone. I'm just going to tell you what I saw from my perspective. And then I'm going to we'll walk through it and we'll talk about the situation and what's happened since. And then I want to conclude it with a little known story about another assassination attempt where a president actually got shot. Okay. But we'll get to it. So when I saw the video, my first thought was, thank God he's alive. Once they got him out of the kill zone, which is, he's been shot. And when something like that happens, you don't know how many shooters there are. It could have been five shooters, right? And the first one could have been firing, and that could have been a distraction attempt to get President Trump into another kill zone or what have you. But let's go back to it. Anytime there's a site selected for these rallies, okay, the Secret Service sends in an advanced team. They scout Secret Service now. They do use local law enforcement and state law enforcement, et cetera, but they send in a advanced team to scout the location. Now, what are you doing? You're not scouting to count how many fucking seats there are. You're going in to identify any possible points, everything from check-in to, where they search your bags and you got to walk through metal detectors. You want to, set up barricades. They're going to, or tell the locals where to set up the barricades. You want to figure out where the parking's going to be. You want to figure out how far away keep vehicles in case one of them has a bomb. You want to identify any points where a shooter or a gunman could possibly hide. Now, they're not getting inside the rally. You're just not. Everyone I've ever worked, the entrance points, you're getting searched, and you're not getting a firearm through or a knife. I mean, they search the shit out of you, right? But that advanced team comes in and identifies, say, okay, this is where, people are going to enter. This is where we're going to screen them. And then, you look for any vantage points that would have a direct line of sight for the stage. And as you know, they fucking failed miserably, okay? The rooftop, and you know what? I'm not even going to say this asshole's name because I don't like to give, I'm going to say it one time. Thomas Matthew Crooks, okay? The 20-year-old that, planned this and got away with it, and thank God he's a shitty shot, okay? That rooftop should have never been left open, period. You have 150 to approximately 180-yard shot from that rooftop. to where President Trump was standing on stage, all right? And it was a clear line of sight. And let's go back on Thomas, on this douchebag's history. Now, it's come out since then that, you know, he wasn't necessarily a loner in high school. Yeah, he got picked on, but kind of kept to himself. And early on, he had some strong political views. And supposedly, one of the guys in his class, he told him, you know, you're stupid for wanting Trump to be in office. Like this before the last election and all this shit. Well, that's, you know, a lot of people do that, right? But this guy tried to, I don't know, but what fucking high school has a shooting team? But this one did, where he went, and you have to qualify. Just like, you know, you have to qualify to be a cop with your weapon and everything else, make sure you are proficient with it. Doesn't even mean you're a great fucking shot. Just means you have a bare minimum of standards that you have to do to be accepted onto this team, right? Well, the qualification that they use for acceptance onto this high school rifle shooting team is the same qualification that is used across all the United States military, from the Coast Guard to the Air Force to the Army to the Marines to whatever. It's the same fucking qualification process. And look, think of how many millions of service members there have been over the years, okay? Or if you see a soldier today, they've completed the same course, the same, it's easy. I mean, it's not that fucking hard. They take people from the city who have never touched a firearm in their life and can put them through the training, and then they qualify, right? I have qualified on that course. I mean, I did it when I was 18 years old in the Army. It's fucking easy, all right? And you have to be able to hit the target from that distance, the approximate distance that this idiot shot President Trump and unfortunately killed the fire chief and seriously wounded other people. But he couldn't even do it. This douchebag couldn't even get on the high school rifle team. First of all, that's the first time I ever heard of a high school. I mean, I'm sure they do. They have it, but the rifle club, whatever they call it, he couldn't make it. All right. So back to the rally. And there's so much, y'all, but I'm going to say this. I am not throwing shade on any one person, cause I don't know who they are, but that advanced team should have absolutely recognized that rooftop as close as fuck to where Trump was going to be standing on stage. This is not a political podcast. I'm just telling you. I mean, if Biden had got shot, I'd be doing the same thing. But so evidently they looked at that rooftop and, you know, they put snipers, Secret Service snipers on other rooftops with the slope roof. That's another big deal. But they looked at it, and from what they say, they had officers inside that building, but nobody on top. And so this idiot comes in to the rally with a backpack and a rangefinder. Now, the backpack part, I don't, you know, ARs do break down. The stocks will collapse, and et cetera. They have folding. Some of them have folding stocks, et cetera. So maybe he could have walked around with the AR in the backpack. I'm a speculation on my part. But he had a fucking rangefinder, okay? And for those of you who don't know, a rangefinder is a handheld device that you look through like a monocular, and it has a crosshair in it, and you fix that crosshair on whatever distance you want on something at that distance, and you press the button, shoots a laser out, and it comes back to you and tells you how far away the target is. But this dude walks up to the where they're checking in, right, where you have to go through the metal detectors and shit, and he's hanging around, but he won't go through. And some people said, that's suspicious. They reported him. But they lose sight of him. Now, let me go back to the security side. when you work with these teams, right? So the Secret Service comes in, they do their site assessment, and then they figure out how many bodies they need, being law enforcement, Secret Service, et cetera, what positions they need to be stationed at and all that. And yes, they don't have enough Secret Service agents in the world probably to cover all the rallies, right? So it is a joint operation, as I've been a part of many times. It's a joint operation with the Secret Service and local law enforcement agencies. Well, me being on local SWAT team, right? You are trained to do no knock warrants or high risk warrants. You're trained to maybe for hostage situations. You're trained for school shooter situations. You are not trained to be protective of high value assets like former President Trump or anybody. But I mean, certainly they use you. They be in the Secret Service and they'll station you throughout and say, hey, this is where you go. But let me tell you this too, and most people don't know this. Anyone who is affiliated with the security detail that's not in uniform will have whatever the pin of the day is. And you have that on your lapel or somewhere on your chest where any other law enforcement or Secret Service can look at you and say, okay, this guy can have a gun. Because Secret Service has to give you these pins that identify you as, or at least identifies you to the other cops as someone who's going to have a firearm or someone who has something to do with security. So they come in, they do a site assessment, and they come back the day of the rally. The locals would have set up the barricades, et cetera. And after all the law enforcement gets there, and you get there early, hours and hours early, right? And they're going to go through and with a bomb sniffing dogs, and they're going to go through and reevaluate the site. And then they're going to place all of the local cops where they want them, mostly outside the perimeter, some on the inside, some help them with the check-in, stuff like that. But they may have I haven't seen confirm this yet, but they may have put some snipers somewhere, but normally that falls to the Secret Service. Why? Because they are trained to constantly scan, and then if they see a threat, to eliminate the threat, right? And I don't know what happened, y'all. This kid, and I saw a report where he bought a ladder, and he bought more. He bought ammunition for the AR. You know, prior to the rally, they said that he visited the site at least once ahead of time. Well, so did Secret Service, right? But he visited sites, and then what does he do? Fuck, he's not Secret Service. He's like, holy shit, that's a great vantage point. I can get on that roof. I can be close as fuck, 150 yards, 150 to 180 yards. I mean, fuck, I can almost hit that with a crossbow, right? That's how close it is. And he identifies this building where I'm going to show up the day. Because look, if they had had someone on that roof, he wouldn't have got up there. He's a pussy, and pardon my French, but he's a little bitch. And he shows up on the day of the rally. Got bomb making shit in his car, but that's neither here nor there because that didn't go off. But he shows up, he gets out with his backpack, he makes his round around, he looks at the security at the check-in gate and is figuring, they're checking him pretty fucking hard. I can't get through here with a rifle. And so he's acting strange as fuck. And people reported him. It's a known fact. They reported this kid an hour before he took the shots. And, you know, guess what happened? Nobody found him. Now, let me tell you something. If you are law enforcement, whatever, Secret Service or local cop or whatever, state police, someone comes up to you and says, hey, I just saw a dude with a backpack and a fucking rangefinder, and he was hanging out by the entrance, you know, kind of basically scouting to see whether or not he can get in. You got to find this motherfucker, okay? And failure. They didn't find him. I don't know if they looked for him. Maybe they radioed it in and what have you. But they didn't find him, all right? And then so sometime within that hour, this motherfucker climbs up on the roof. He's like, holy fuck. I bet he thought he won the motherfucking lottery. The one roof that I really, really want, that because I can get up higher and have a higher vantage point, is the ridge roof is even better because he can prop his rifle on top of the ridge and make the shots. Now, people saw him. They saw him again. And they got fucking video of this dude climbing up on the roof, right? And they're just like, hey, this is wrong. And they're telling people, right? They're telling law enforcement.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
Hey, everybody, it's Ago. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
And I don't know how this motherfucker isn't shot immediately. You could have seen him on the roof with a rifle had you been looking. And again, supposedly the director of Secret Service said they had people inside that building. They thought it was important to put cops inside the building. Well, motherfucker, the threat's from the roof. You can't shoot him from inside the building. But anyway, he climbs up on the roof. They've got video of it. Right. And the people are saying, oh, my God, that dude shouldn't be there. Right. And they're telling people, telling law enforcement, and it gets to the point. And I do believe the local cop and his partner who went to the roof, they didn't have a ladder to get up on it like this kid did. I don't know where his ladder was on the backside of the roof or whatever. And he kicks it over or something so nobody can use it to get up. I don't know that part. But I know his fucking ass was on the roof 150 yards from President Trump. And the one of the local, I think it was a sheriff's deputy, his partner pushes him up, and he grabs a hold of the edge of the roof, and he pulls up, and he sees him. And the shooter turns and looks at him, and he, I mean, you can't draw your pistol and shoot him when you're holding on to the fucking roof to peer over his side. And he drops down. And when he drops down, the kid turns around and immediately starts to shoot. All right. Now, I noticed when I was watching it, I watched it over and over and over right when it happened. I was counting shots, and it was a lot. Okay. You hear the first shot, and Trump's got his head turned just a little bit to the right, And then you hear more shots and Trump grabs his ears. It was like pop, 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 pop. This is what I heard. It's fucking evidence, actually. It's on there. And I believe it was like the second shot that hit Trump in the ear. And there's an amazing photograph. I think it was the New York Times reporter. One of the photographers was right at the base of the stage taking pictures of Trump. And he said he wanted to get a picture of Trump with the flag behind his head. And when the shooting starts, he's still taking pictures. And if you haven't seen it, go look it up. There's a picture of a fucking bullet when they freeze the frame directly behind President Trump's head. But he starts shooting. And I'm getting to the other fuck ups in a second. He starts shooting, but there's numerous shots that go off. And the course, Trump goes down. But then at some point, the Secret Service snipers engage and take him out, right? Kill that motherfucker. Good. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I saw it, you know what I was? I was fucking pissed. I was so pissed that we've come to this where, and I was really pissed from a security standpoint of that this guy was so close. I'm like, I was telling my family when it happened, before all this came out, I was like, that motherfucker had to be a long ways away, right? There's no way they're going to have him any access to the president that's close. And, they fucked up and they did it. And I do believe that local cop saved President Trump's life because they put the kid in a panic. And he turns around and he didn't take time to correctly line up his sights and squeeze the trigger, right? That's the main thing. When you fire a rifle like that, especially if it's long distance, but 150 yards, it's not long distance, y'all. I mean, that's for a rifle, that's nothing. You squeeze the trigger when you maintain your front sight picture, or in this case, it would have been on President Trump. You take a second, right? And take a breath in and breathe out and slowly squeeze. And the rifle should surprise you when it goes off. He saw that cop peering over the edge and knew the fucking gig was up and the cop's going to come back up or they're going to call the snipers. And so he turns around and he starts shooting. And thank God he did. And thank God he's a dumbass fucking idiot that, didn't have enough training, couldn't make the high school rifle team, and he fucked it up. Now, he starts shooting, right? And of course, we all know Trump got hit. Basically had an angel on him to make it. Yeah, let me tell you something. You get shot in the ear. I don't think people understand how close that is to being, centimeters away from your brains being blown out. All right. I mean, it's just the way it is. You not even an inch, y'all, from your brains being splattered everywhere. Now, unfortunately, because this asshole is popping off rounds now, because he's, like I said, he didn't take his time, and he sees the president go down, and he keeps shooting until the Secret Service eliminates him. But unfortunately, as we know, Corey Compatori, was killed, and he was there with his family, and he's an ex-fire chief and just a good dude, right? But he lays on top of his family and says something to the effect of like, get down, right? And he laid on top of his family and he paid the ultimate price for it because this asshole who was there to kill the president is now firing indiscriminately. And I hate that for him. He's a father and a husband and a lifelong career servant to the people. Think of all the lives this dude saved in his fire career, and he dies being an American, wanting to support his candidate by showing up for a rally. Well, I don't know. And then two other people were shot also, y'all. 57-year-old David Dutch and 74-year-old James Copenhaver. But it appears they're in stable condition. They're gonna live, right? Now I'm gonna talk about the actual shooting and what happened. I'm just gonna call it what it is a fuck up. That now when they shoot him and he goes down and they jump on top of him, absolutely supposed to happen. Okay, there's several things that are happening when you do that. When they go down and you pile on top of them, you are forming a human shield. You're sworn that you're there and you'll take a bullet for the president or whoever it is that you're guarding, right? I mean, that's your job. And the one guy that runs up on the stage, Secret Service agent, and after everybody else is on, he runs up and does it. That dude's really a fucking hero. I mean, if he was a wuss, he you know, the shots are firing, he would have ran from it because he knows they're shooting at that location. They're shooting in that spot. But they go down, and this guy runs up and gets on top of the pile too. And of course, what you're doing is they're basically seeing how wounded the president was, right? And they're preparing to move. Now, let's talk about this. Anytime you have an event like that, there are multiple escape routes. If sugar turns to shit, they have route A, B, C, D. I mean, let's think about, well, you know, you soon rush them out to that vehicle. Well, what if there was a shooter in that direction, right? I promise you, they had other escape routes, but the escape route was fine. That's not what I have an issue with. What I have an issue with is they're down, they're holding them down, and it took too fucking long, okay? And they were like, oh, the shooter's been taken out, and, you know, the radio transmission. Shooter's been taken out, the shooter's been neutralized. Well, fuck, you don't know if there's not 10 fucking shooters and they're waiting to take their turn. You already fucked up and left this rooftop open. What else is open? And I would like to see the security plan. I'd like to see what other fucking spots that thinking of from a criminal mind standpoint, what other spots could have had shooters at, right? But they take him down, they hold him down, and he's talking, and look, you get shot. And I'm going to talk about this for a second. You get shot, at some point you're going to go into shock. And I think that President Trump knew he was hit. And you hear him talking about his shoes, let me get my shoes. And they're like, are you ready to move him? Are you ready to move him? Motherfucker, you should have been moving him, okay? And there's no, President Trump won the shoes. That's not what a logical person's not thinking. Then, you know, you're shot and you're out of your shoes. I get that. But the shock part, if you weren't in it in the beginning stages of shock, then you're not worried about your fucking shoes. You're worried about getting out. But Trump, I've always said, he's a street fighter. And different from other politicians because that's why he got in so much trouble from all the shit he put on Twitter and all that, is every time somebody say something about him, he had to respond where other politicians wouldn't, right? Street fight, you punch me in the mouth, I'm going to punch you back. Well, when they finally say, okay, let's move him, which took way too fucking long, in my opinion, and they get him up, and it's going to be one of the most iconic photographs and or series of actions that's ever going to be in American history. That Trump gets up, he's able to put his fists in the air, and you can see he had blood on him, and he's saying, fight, 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 right? Because he's a fucking street fighter, and I get that. But you know what? That should have never fucking happened. It should have never happened. They should have, if your asset that you're protecting like that doesn't want to fucking move, you're trained. That whole team that's on top of them is trained. They should have swamp donkeyed him and ran him out like they could. They should have carried him out to the vehicle. They should have ran his ass to the vehicle. Y'all remember when President Ronald Reagan got shot and they're that close to the limo? They threw him in the fucking limo so hard it broke his ribs. And you know why?
better have broken ribs than to die from another gunshot, right? And when Trump is standing up and he's doing that, and you could see it, I could see it, that means if there's another fucking shooter, they could see it. And I think maybe the Secret Service agents were a little bit intimidated by Trump, or they're in shock too. But motherfucker, that's why you train. You train. So when it happens, shit like this happens, you go to muscle memory. You don't even think. You don't your reaction in times of high stress like that, you will always fall back on your training. All right. And they should have carried his ass out. I mean, how much time he's going down the staircase, still giving the fist pumps and shit. That shouldn't happen. If I could see him, if you could see him do that, then another shooter could have seen him do that, right? And if this kid had had somebody else on the backup in case the chance he fucked it up like he did, if I'd have been the person doing the shooting, first of all, I'd have made that shot. Secondly, if I didn't, I'd have had somebody with me at a different vantage point where when they get him off stage, we're going to take more shots, right? But thankfully, that didn't happen. And, you know, they get him basically, I thought something was wrong with his leg when they were going down the stairs or whatever. It almost looked like he was hobbling a little bit, President Trump, but I guess maybe he didn't have his shoes. I don't know. But then all the way to the vehicle. And, you know, the SUV, when they get him in, he's turning and presenting another shot. And you know what? It's not fucking Trump's fault. It's the fault of the motherfuckers who are trained to cover him, every inch of him, be a human shield, and get him in the vehicle. I was like, holy fuck. They are going to be in a world of fucking shit. But you know what? They're heroes, no doubt about my mind. They were doing their job. Chances are, if there had been another shooter, they would have caught the bullet because they're surrounding him. But there's too many times his face was open. And all from the time he got shot and they got him back up to the time he got in that SUV, there were probably 10 or 15 more opportunities had there been another shooter to shoot him in the fucking head. And what if this other shooter was a better shot than this douchebag, right? And I'm not throwing shade on him. I think they are heroes for doing that job, right? And saying, yeah, I will take a bullet for the president. I get that. But you watch what comes out. You watch what happens in the future. Not only the shit about the roof and Secret Service coming out and saying, oh, well, we didn't have enough people to man that. That's local law enforcement's job. Okay, let's talk about that. I agree that the Secret Service can't bring 500 motherfuckers to town, right? But the ones you do bring are they're trained. They're the best in the world. Site assessment and protection. And they fucking failed on both. Absolutely, that first team that comes in should have assessed it. And then they say, okay, we need a body here, 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 and here. Cop-wise, we need help from the state police. We need help from the sheriff's office. We need help from volunteer, you know, police officers for whatever departments. I've seen this. I mean, you have briefings ahead of time. You're in a room with all these fucking cops. And they're like, you're going here, 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 and here. And you don't know where you're going the day before, right? I mean, in case you have some nefarious intentions. But so, yeah, they would have had the cops in the parking lot, local cops. They would have had them a different, you know, helping check people in and doing different things. So when you come in, you make that site assessment, you say, we need bodies here, here, and here. Well, the day of, then when you take up your post, your position where you were instructed by the Secret Service to stand and what job you have to do, guess what? Secret Service job ain't fucking over. Whoever's in charge of that detail or second command, whoever it is, once everybody's in place, guess what? They go through and make sure all those positions are covered, right? It's their fucking job. And how in the hell
do you have a roof 150 fucking yards with a direct line of sight to the president? Now, they talk about this perimeter. Oh, that was outside of perimeter. Motherfucker, your perimeter, it may have been outside your perimeter, but it's not outside the range and the scope of your job as identifying that fucking rooftop with a direct line of sight to the president on the stage as a threat. You put a body on that roof, this kid never gets a shot.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
He was a, say it again, I hate to say it, but he's a pussy, and that's why he didn't try to get in through the metal detectors. I mean, he would love to got in closer, but I mean, he's got a range finder, so you think he's going to take a shot from further away, and it could all have been avoided. Put one body on the roof. There's local guys on the local SWAT or SRT teams that you could have put one up there, right? And then, you know what? You put it up there, you're doing a better job at protecting the president. You are taking away a line, direct line of sight for anybody to use that had bad intentions. And that's just a fact. The Secret Service coming out and saying that, geez, I was so bad, and saying, oh, well, that was a local law enforcement's job. Yeah, well, okay, motherfucker. It may have been their job, but it was your job to put them in a position where they can stop any possible threats. They're not trained to look at every window or bush or whatever vantage point and say, oh, this is a potential problem, right? You do this every day. This is your career. You know, most people don't know that the Secret Service, that the protection details is a very small part of what they do. The biggest thing they do is fake currency, shit like that. But the guys who actually go out and do these protection details, and look, the other biggest thing they do, they have the Uniform Patrol Division where they guard all the Capitol buildings and shit like that. And sometimes during election year, they will pull some of those guys and put them in plain clothes and help put more bodies on the protective detail. You know, and not that they're trained like the secret, the ones that are on the details train. They're not trained to that extent, but they're trained. If you see one sitting there, you know, with his earpiece in and his plain clothes thing, well, guess what? You're assuming this motherfucker's got a gun, first of all, which they do. And secondly, you're assuming that they're trained enough to kill you. So just having someone in that position would serve as a deterrent. They didn't do it. Absolute, utter fucking failure. And then to turn around and blame it on the local cops, fuck you. You're responsible for identifying anything, any position, any person, people of interest. You know, this asshole's parents, you know, it's come out now. They called an hour ahead of time. They called local law enforcement and said, hey, he's missing and we're worried. Now, I'm pretty sure that's going to come out that he took his daddy's rifle, right? But they hadn't come out that far yet. And the, you know, I don't know. I mean, I even that call coming in from the parents, that didn't put this asshole at the rally trying to kill Trump, right? There's no great back search history, and they finally broke his phone and all that, and they found out he was on this gaming website recently where he, you know, says whatever, you know, watch me. But, you know, it's coming. But, yeah, hey, he looked up. He not only did he look up Trump, he looked up the DNC, the Democratic National Committee that's coming up. And maybe he was an equal opportunity killer. He just wanted to shoot a politician. I don't know. Thankfully, we don't ever have to know. But they found on, and on his laptop, they found a searches of, in July, just so right before it happened, of Trump and Biden and when is the DNC convention and the July 13th Trump rally, right? So, but they're saying they can't really tie them back to any terrorist group or anything like that. And that's probably true. This dude just wanted to make a name for himself. He's been a nobody his entire life. He's still a nobody to me. Fuck him. I'm glad he's dead. And that's the truth. He had two different cell phones, and the one that was covered from the scene where along with a remote transmitter. Now I'm assuming that would be related to the bomb materials they found in the car, but they also found a second phone when they did a search of his home, and it only had 27 contacts. So that's kind of strange, a burner phone, I don't know. And, you know, so they also found that he was on Steam, S-T-E-A-M, which is a gaming platform where gamers buy games and they play it and they communicate with each other. And he wrote, July 13th will be my premiere. Watch as it unfolds. Well, it was your premiere and your fucking curtain call, douchebag. And I don't know what, you know, you've been playing video games and yeah, you got your shots off and thank God. I'm sorry for these victims. So when I say assassination attempt, you know what? It wasn't an attempt. He killed people. I mean, he killed the fire chief and he almost killed the president. So he killed people. Let's don't forget about that. These are real human beings and just crazy that fucking director of the Secret Service saying, oh, the buck stops with me. Well, bitch, you bet it does. And I don't even know her name, but they've already subpoenaed her for next week. And I'm sure she's going to come into Congress and sit down and say, oh, I don't have an answer for that, but I'll get it for you. But to throw the shade on the local law enforcement is fucked up. It was the Secret Service job to put the people in position and make sure each one of these vantage points are taken out of the equation. All right. Secret Service laying on top of him. Trump, when he went down, that's the right thing. But man, they lay there. I understand, you know, they came back and they said the threat's been eliminated, whatever it is they said. But, you know, you don't fucking take time to try to find shoes, and you don't let Trump do fist pumps. I think it's great that he did it. I mean, he stand up saying fight, fight, fight. But goddamn, you're wide open for another shot. I don't care who you are. You train for this. When they go down, you get up. They should have fucking basically carried him head first to the car and threw him in it, you know, but it didn't happen. So I don't know. It was a fuck up on so many different levels. This shooter is a douchebag idiot, and you haven't heard the last of it, that's for sure. The only bad thing about him killing him is now the conspiracy theories are going to start, right? And they already have and all that. So, but you know what? I want to end the show real quick. I'm going to read something to you about Teddy Roosevelt in 1912, right? So Teddy Roosevelt was it was in Milwaukee, just like where they just held the RNC. And he was riding in an open top vehicle, and guess what? I'll save it for you. Right, he gets to where he's going to speak, the public speaking, walks up on the stage, and his open line. This is from the History Channel. Theodore Roosevelt's open line wasn't remarkable, right, for a presidential campaign speech. He says, friends, I shall ask you to be as quiet as possible. And the second line was the kicker, right? He says, I don't know whether you fully understand. I have just been shot. And this was in Milwaukee in an auditorium, right, on October 14th, 1912.
And when he says that, the whole audience is like, what the fuck, right? And then the president unbuttons his vest, and you could see that he had a bloodstained shirt. And he says, it takes more than that to kill a bull moose, right? You know, he was the leader of the Bull Moose Party. That's what he told the crowd, right? And he reaches into his coat pocket, and he pulls out a bullet-riddled 50-page speech. So he was carrying it on him. He held up the speech, and it had two big holes blown through each page. Roosevelt continued. He said, fortunately, I had my manuscript. So you see, I was going to make a long speech, and there's a bullet. There is where the bullet went through, and it probably saved me from it going into my heart. The bullet is in me now, so I cannot make a very long speech, but I will try my best. Now, that is one bad motherfucker, right? It's like Trump getting up, and I love it, and getting up and saying, fight, fight, fight. Roosevelt has been shot, knows he's shot before he takes the stage, and I'll get to that in a second. And then he gets up there, and he says, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to make my speech anyway, right? And it's got a bullet in him. Anyway, so they said his voice weakened and his breath shortened it. And he glared at his nervous aides whenever they begged him to stop speaking or position himself around the podium to catch him if he collapsed. And when he completed the speech, he agreed to go to the hospital. Now check this out. The shooting had occurred just after 8 p.m. as Roosevelt entered his car outside the Gilpatrick Hotel. As he stood up in the open-air automobile and waved his hat with his right hand to the crowd, a flash from a Colt revolver 5 feet away lit up the night. The President Roosevelt's stenographer quickly put the would-be assassin in a half Nelson and grabbed his wrist to prevent him from firing a second shot. The crowd goes fucking berserk, right? And they want to kill this dude. Literally, they were shouting, kill him. And according to an eyewitness, one man was the coolest and least excited of anyone in the frenzied mob, and that was Roosevelt. Now, check this out. It goes on, and I should have covered it in another episode, but so Roosevelt had been propelled to the Oval Office after an assassin killed President William or shot President William McKinley. And now Roosevelt's been shot. You know what he says? This is when the crowd's around, they want to kill the dude. Roosevelt says, don't hurt him. Bring him here. I want to see him. And then Roosevelt asked the shooter, said, why'd you do it? What'd you do it for? And the shooter didn't say dick. And President Roosevelt says, oh, what's the use? Turn him over to the police. And although there were no outward signs of blood, the former president reached inside his heavy overcoat and felt a dime-sized bullet hole on the right side of his chest. He pinked me, Roosevelt told a party official. He didn't have it. He wasn't coughing up any blood or anything, y'all. And so he determined that wasn't a long shot. And the doctor that was with him said, you know, told the driver to go directly to the hospital. But Roosevelt said, you get me to that speech, right? And x-rays taken, y'all, can you imagine being fucking shot and you know you're shot, but you're going to go make your speech anyway? That dude's a fucking stud. It's just like Trump was a stud for getting off that stage and saying, fight, fight, fight. The x-rays after the speech showed that the bullet lodged against Roosevelt's fourth right rib on an upward path to his heart. And the bullet had been slowed by his dense overcoat, steel reinforced eyeglass case, and a hefty speech squeezed in his inner right jacket pocket, right? And I ended with that. But the fucking America, man. I love the United States of America. I can't stand what's happened, you know. And I would say the same thing if it was Biden that got shot. I mean,
it's going to be so much shit coming out and heads are going to roll. I hate it. I do think those agents are heroes for doing their job, but it's going to come out in the investigations and all that. There's no fucking way Trump should have been able to get up and have his head facing the crowd and saying fight, 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 which I loved it. And underneath the flag and everything else, I mean, he's a bad motherfucker to do that. And that's why I added the Roosevelt thing. He was a bad motherfucker. And you get shot and you still want it to go on. So I don't know. There's a lot more. I could tell you everything else and whatever, but you've heard it all. You've heard it on all the, you know, the news shows. You've heard it on my shows. But I wanted to just give you my personal thoughts on it. And y'all, I have worked these rallies. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And it was an absolute failure. I hate it for the victims. I hate it that this country has come to the point where basically a kid can get inside within 150 yards of any political candidate and shoot them and then kill other people, innocent, good Americans who are exercising their right to go see whoever they want to be appoints a political office, you know? But it happens, right? And now Biden's already come out, oh, it's a gun control issue. No, motherfucker, it's a people issue, right? And I mean, the kid didn't buy the gun. His daddy bought it, like, I don't know, 2011, so like 13 years ago or something like that. That, you know, people kill people. I'm going to leave it alone with that, y'all. And LOPA, Louisiana Organ Procurement Agency, y'all, it's a nonprofit. You know, it's my jam. You be a hero, give the gift of life and sight and everything else. And if you're a lifer, you don't have to be from Louisiana. If you're a lifer from Tupelo, Mississippi, and you want to become an organ donor, go to LOPA.org, take 2 minutes, fill out the questionnaire, and be a hero, right? People are dying every day waiting on organ transplants. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney prior to or during any question. If you can't afford one, the court will appoint one for you. Do you understand your rights?
And the wolf is at your door. You're running so, but that's for sure.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.